Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Thanks for waking up with us. So, Jake, she's Chelsea. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Trying to pump myself up for another week. Coming up on the show, everyone will chime in as we each vote for our Monday MVP. Chelsea, I don't know if you saw it last night. The NFL made this announcement. Was it on X, Denton? Twitter? Around 9? Did they put this out?
Yeah, I think it was Twitter. They probably ran a commercial for it during Sunday Night Football,
okay,
too, at some point.
The halftime show performer at Super Bowl 60 will be Bad Bunny. All you Swifties out there hoping for Tay-Tay. Nope, going to be Bad Bunny instead. I mean, you're talking about a global international superstar from Puerto Rico. And so I have a lot of friends who just love Bad Bunny. And he was here in concert. He was in D.C. a few months ago. Friend Jazz went to Bad Bunny. She loves him. A lot of people do. Has a very passionate fan base. But I have to say, I don't know a ton of Bad Bunny music, but I certainly know that he is massive in his appeal.
Yeah, he's a global superstar.
Yeah.
So I think it adds something to the Super Bowl that is obviously huge. I will say this, he has become a bigger star, like in the celebrity world, it feels like, over the past few years. Because who did he date? Did he date Kendall?
He just married Selena Gomez, I think. Did he?
No, that's Benny Blanco. No, that's
Benny Blanco. Oh, God. I was told that yesterday. All right.
Yeah, Bad Bunny was involved with one of the many Jenners. I don't know which one is which.
I think it's Kendall Jenner.
One of them. Is it Kendall? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, he's been a celebrity, like, you know, since that happened. He also was in the new Happy Gilmore movie. He was actually really good in that. So this is a big move for him. I think that he can definitely use this platform to his advantage, because that's the thing with Taylor Swift is that, like, she doesn't need the publicity. She is not somebody who needs to perform at the Super Bowl to further her brand. Like, her brand, like, already reaches, you know, more than, like, water on the surface of the planet Earth, you know? Like, she already has covered everybody. So this is a big get for Bad Bunny. I feel like I don't know that many songs by name, but I think he's one of those artists that, like, once you hear the song, you're like, oh, I've heard this. Because I'll say when we lived in the Dominican Republic, Bad Bunny was very popular there.
Oh, I bet. Well, and this just is sort of right in line with what the NFL wants to do, right? They keep playing games overseas in, you know, whether it's Brazil or whether it's Berlin, Madrid, Dublin. And so why not bring in an international superstar to go in line with expanding the brand, right? That's absolutely part of the equation here, which is, okay, you get someone who's just, you know, exceptionally popular and all over the charts, and then you bring someone in at the same time who's also an international name, and it just sort of helps spread the NFL and spread football to maybe fans who haven't been that exposed to it, and that's what the NFL wants to do.
I do think that the older demographic is going to be shaking their fists at the TV.
Yes.
Like, I think that's the funniest part of when they pick somebody who's, like, kind of newish. Because, like, the old people are like, who is this? Why didn't they get Bruce Springsteen? So I think we are going to have some people who are unhappy with this.
Oh, yeah. It was the same thing last year when Kendrick Lamar was performing. It was the same thing. Like, I don't get it. Where are the Temptations? Why aren't they out there singing some of their doo-wop classics? It's like, okay, guys, you got to settle down just a little bit. What was the Super Bowl? This is going way back before the NFL was the NFL and the Super Bowl was the Super Bowl, where they actually had a band play at halftime. Wasn't that like the Pontiac Silverdome back in the day? I need to look that up. Like, imagine a Super Bowl where there's a band playing at halftime. And that absolutely happened at one point. Like, my, how the NFL has grown over the last few decades.
I don't think I was alive just yet. But I believe you because we've had this discussion before to where you're right. And the thing is, it's not a paid performance. It didn't used to be this global behemoth where like this was the biggest stage on television to where like it didn't make sense that they couldn't get like all these big performers. But now, you know, Roger Goodell's doing his thing and it's the number one product in America. And
yeah, I was reading about the worst Super Bowl halftime shows. This is a few months ago, and I forget, but it's amazing some of the things that they used to have. Now we think of, you know, it could be Prince performing or Kendrick Lamar last year or Michael Jackson or, you know, Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, all these different big name performers. But before that, they tried like card tricks. They had like a 3D performance where people were wearing glasses. It's really amazing because look, this is Super Bowl 60. They've done a billion of these. So, of course, our recent history is, oh, it's always a big name. But there was a time when it was really gimmicky and they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, but now is not that time. Now we expect nothing but the best. So I think a lot of people like Bad Bunny. I don't know if it's going to be one of those iconic shows. And listen, he could totally prove me wrong. It's just, I think for me and for a lot of people, you want to be able to sing along to a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. Like, they're going to be jams. And I'll say this, like, they're upbeat songs that you can dance to, I believe. So it will be a good time, but I don't think it's going to go down as like one of the best shows in history, or at least that's my expectation.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, now let's see who we like and pick a winner of the weekend.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP!
All right, here we go. I'm going to start in Charlottesville with Chandler Morris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Virginia quarterback.
Here comes the blitz. Castellanos in trouble. Heaves one towards the end zone. And intercepted. It's over. Virginia has done it.
Yeah, that was their defense coming home in a big way late there. Look, Chandler Morris is a guy who threw three picks in this game. But if you look deeper, he also threw for two touchdowns. He ran for three touchdowns. But more than anything, this is one of those massive program wins. I used to cover Virginia back in the day and spent a lot of time in Charlottesville. And it's an okay environment. It's not incredible. But the fact that they get their first win over a top 10 team in 20 years. The last time this happened was back in 2005 when they beat Florida State. This was huge for the program. It was a great game on Friday night, so I'm going to go with Chandler Morris.
Ah, that's a good one. And it's even better when I believe you were on Virginia in that game.
I was.
So that's always a nice, you know, addition to your MVP selection. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go with Jackson Dart.
13 to Neighbors, 7 before that. Here's a run again by Dart. First and 10, he'll take it in. His first career touchdown, and the Giants on top.
What a debut for Jackson Dart. And I understand the numbers don't fly off the page when it comes to passing, only 111 yards through the air and a passing touchdown. But he also had 10 carries for 54 yards and a rushing touchdown. But the most important stat in this one is the win. At the end of the day, that is your job as a quarterback, to secure wins. And Jackson Dart did just that. I feel like we see this in the NFL all the time. It's not about simply winning games. It's about not losing games as well. And that's exactly what Russell Wilson was doing for the Giants. He was losing them games. So when you have a rookie come into the fold, which this is a difficult position, rookies in the NFL generally do not do well in their first game of their career. But Jackson Dart joins a list of nobody to become the first quarterback in 20 years to win their first career start against a team that was 3-0. Because, mind you, this was a good Chargers team. So a big win for Jackson Dart that probably gave Brian Daboll, you know, a little bit more longevity as head coach of the Giants. And you saw that after the game. Like, it was almost cringeworthy, the love fest that was going on between those two. So at the end of the day, a W is a W. And I'm going to give it to Jackson Dart.
All right, Double D.
All right. All right. I'm going with Team Europe, Ryder Cup.
He did it. The 2019 Open champion stands tall and delivers for the European team who have retained the Ryder Cup.
Team Europe gets their first victory in the U.S. since 2012. In the group session, Team Europe dominated with an 11.5 to 4.5 lead going into Sunday. Tommy Fleetwood went 4-0 in the group session, and Shane Lowry drains the winning putt to secure the win for Europe.
All right. Good choice.
Final nominee for this week is the Michael Jordan of this era in the NFL. I'm going Patrick Mahomes.
Pass, end zone, caught, touchdown, Hollywood Brown, number 4 for Mahomes.
For the first time in probably like 2 years, he finally looked like the best quarterback in the NFL. He's had a really rough like last year and a half or so. They still got to the Super Bowl, but it wasn't the Patrick Mahomes that we are accustomed to seeing. He threw 4 touchdowns yesterday against the Ravens. I know the Ravens defense is kind of awful, but it's still going up against the Ravens. You got to have that. You can't drop to 1-3 if you're Kansas City. As good as you are, especially with how good the Chargers are, you can't drop to 1-3, and he picked the best moment to have the best game to this point in the season. So Mahomes is my MVP nomination.
That's a good one. Chiefs now 10-1 to win the Super Bowl, which is pretty good odds on Kansas City right now. Again, one performance, but look, they're going to get better and better as the season goes on. These are some good ones. I thought Jackson Dart, Chelsea, was particularly impressive yesterday. I hate that Malik Nabers is now out for the season. That was absolutely brutal. I mean, what a loss for the Giants. Ugh, that was tough to watch. But Dart, I mean, you talk about a team that needed this. No wonder Brian Daboll was giving him a love fest when it was over. It's helped save Brian Daboll's job for now.
Absolutely. And, like, the Giants needed something. Like, it does suck that they lost the best player on their team, Malik Nabers, now with a torn ACL. But that glimmer of hope. And as somebody who is a fan of a bad team, this is all you can ask for. Just little glimmers of hope. Like, just little slices of the season where you feel like you're a good team for once. So the Giants got to have a victory Sunday at the hands of a rookie quarterback. And now you have, like, some hope for the future. Like, this is a great thing for the Giants, even though, again, Malik Nabers is now out for the season. That one does sting.
Double D, can I ask you this? I don't know if you feel the same way, but when it comes to Shane Lowry, like, I want the Americans to win, obviously, and yet I think Shane Lowry is just eminently likable. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want him to do anything to hurt the Americans' chances, but he's so much fun to watch. He's a very gregarious player.
Man of the people. Man of the Irish people, yeah. Very much so. When you go celebrate your open win at the local pub afterwards, yeah, baby, that's what you like.
That's your guy. That kind of guy. And Mahomes is a good one, too. I mean, is he going to continue this trek, or is this is not a one-off? I mean, we've seen, like you said, a year and a half of him being pretty good. Is he going to, now that he gets his full compliment back, be that guy again who's just one great performance after the other?
Nice to have Xavier Worthy back. Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, possible. And then Rashee Rice coming back? We could see that. I mean, certainly the talent's there. He's still Patrick Mahomes and definitely served some notice yesterday against a very good Baltimore team. Coming up next here on the show, we'll look back at the weekend in college football. And can we ever trust Penn State again? Anyone? James Franklin? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.